Tov, most of us, most people here, we're not here on Shabbat. So, Hashem. Rav Shalom, he spoke on Shabbat, beautiful, much, very powerful. There was a translator, Avod was there, but someone else translated. I hope it was okay, Zat Hashem. Yeah, I had the privilege. And Rav Shalom was speaking very powerful about the Chita Meragli, the sin of the spies, the lack of emunah that they had, that they twisted everything, and they did not do the mission that Moshe sent them to. Rav Shalom said that basically they were sent. He says explicitly in the Pesukim why they were sent to Eretz Yisrael. The spies were sent to the land to see if the land is, it says, and Rashi explains also, is the land, people there, they grow strong, or do they're small? Is the fruit good? Not so good. Is fruit, or not so good? Okay? Meaning, if it's a land that shows that people are strong and big, so it's a good land. Right? That's the land we want to live in. If there's strong and weak people, they don't want to be there. If it's a land with ribuy uchlusin, as you said, a lot of people living there, so it's a good land. That's where we want to be. If it's a little bit, we don't want to be over there. If it's a land with good fruit, that's where we want to go. And they twisted it all around. They said, oh, they're giants. Well, great, that's what we want to know. We want to go to a land where there's giants. But they took a position where it wasn't their place. They were not supposed to take a position to say that we're going to how to conquer the land. We cannot conquer the land. Why can't we conquer the land? Not because Hashem can't. Of course Hashem can. But we're not worthwhile because we did Cheta Egel and this and this that. But the truth is that if Hashem promised he's going to give you the land, so he's going to give you the land. Even though you're not worthy. No, it's not because of you he's going to give them, because of him. It says anyway that also the redemption, the final redemption of Hashem soon, that it says explicitly in the Pesukim and in the prophets that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to save you, not because you deserve it, because it's a chilul Hashem what you guys are doing out there in the Galus. It says in the Pesukim, Mecheskel. Right? Right? Very good. Right, do for your own sake and not for our. Not for our sake, because we're not worth anything. We're not worth it. That Hashem's going to redeem us, right? But Hashem, your mercy is so great. Like we read in the parsha, right? Because of chilul Hashem. That's why also all the times also Moshe Rabbeinu, what his claim to Hashem was, because of your disgrace, we don't want your name to be disgraced. That's why I saved the Jews. Not because we're worthy. You're right. We're not worthy, Hashem. We admit we're sorry. We're not besedel. But because of that, you want to be disgraced. Chas shalom. So save us, and Hashem agrees, because that's the worst thing. Hashem doesn't want any chilul Hashem. So something very fundamental that Rav Shalom said is that the first Rashi in the parasha says shlach lecha. In the first Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, send. I don't want you to send, but for your own thing, you could send them. Why is Hashem saying that? Because Hashem knows that they're twisted, their mind is twisted, and therefore they're going to see everything twisted. I'm talking about the Rav Shalom. Their mind is twisted, that's what we're going to see. If a person's mind is twisted, he's blind, he doesn't see the truth. He doesn't see it. He doesn't see. And the only way a person will be able to see the truth is if a person, he takes himself, and he's, like Abdul always says this, it's so pashut, right? He takes himself, and he's willing to go to see, to look at himself inside, and to see who he is, and to work, and to clean, and to fight, and to fall again, and to get up again, to fall again, and to get up again, and to work, and right? Without doing it, what they do, without a person taking himself every day to the field, okay? Without doing it for the dude, there's no chance in the world that a person will be able to get anywhere in life. I don't care how much Shas he knows, I'm a Shulchan Aruch, he could be a big Rav, he could be a Admor, he could know Mamash, he could, lo yodea ma, he could be Mekubal, Akol, everything is true. If a person is not taking himself to work on himself, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And therefore, I was at my brother's wedding a few years ago, my oldest brother, Ilan, and there's a friend of my father, a Majid Chassid. He walks in to the wedding, and I told him, my brother's friend, who is the true together with my brother in India, I told him, you know, you see this guy? He goes to Shas every year, twice. Every year. Besides, it's outside this dorm. He's in like maybe his 30s. Namash. David Chacham, unbelievable. So he tells me, I'm not getting confused. He says, what do you mean? He says, I do an hour of Buddhism every day. And the truth is, what he said, Rabbi Natan said this. Someone came to Rabbi Natan and said, I might have students, you can learn 1,000 things of Gemara by heart. So he says, well, that's an impressive thing. So my students can stand an hour and say 1,000 times with Baruch Shel Olam. And that's a greater advantage than knowing 1,000 things of Gemara by heart. Like Rosh Hashanah said on Wednesday, also on Shabbos, he repeated it and said, if someone learns Torah just for the knowledge of the Torah without wanting to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Who needs that Torah? Why waste your time? Who needs your Torah, Bechlal? Who needs it? Azov. Go do something. Go learn something that could help you in life at least. Go learn math. I don't know, computers. Something you could do with something in this world at least. Why? Afuch, and if someone learns the Torah with the wrong intention, Hashem erachem. So I won't learn because of that? No, so at least I'm going to go and work on myself. At least I'm going to try to clean myself. At least I'm going to... No one's coming to diss anyone and say, listen, if you're not Moshe Rabbeinu, so don't learn Torah and don't... But if you're not going to work on yourself to be Moshe Rabbeinu, so don't learn Torah. No, don't. At least go to the field. At least want. At least want, like Rabbeinu writes. The letter from Rabbi Yitzchak Weitel, amazing letter. Me and Ezra Belk, yeah, it's written in that book. Baruch Hashem, we had the zchut, we translated it, and we're going to print it. The letter of Rabbi Yitzchak Weitel that he writes as if Rabbeinu is talking to each and every one of us about Yitbodut. And he says there that my beloved students, I worked so hard to get you close to me. But you should know that all the rectifications that I do with my students is in one condition. That they do an hour Yitbodut every day, and they don't let the world fool them. Because if I tell you where this shir is actually coming from 2 days which I did not do Yitbodut, so Hashem gave me the zchut to give a shir because of that. One day I was sick, and I spoke to Hashem a little bit, but did not do an hour with Yitbodut like I was used to anyway. And another day, not do an hour with Yitbodut. And then, this Thursday and Friday, and then Shabbos came. And I was, I no patience for anything, frustrated, upset. I'm asking, literally like that. And I knew the problem. I know I need the field. Now, I can't breathe. Think about how people live. I don't know if someone lives without Nari Buddhist. I don't know how. So we have a group, okay, called the Breslev Group. Okay, you know, heard of them? And they have you know, it's like people are addicted and they come together and say, you know, I've been addicted for this long time. For Hashem, I've been addicted. It's called a support group. Yeah. But we're for being addicted and not against. So the guys have been, my name is Yishai and I've been addicted to Yitbodut for the past 8 years, Baruch Hashem. And I cannot live without it. And the reason is, it's very simple. When someone does Yitbodut, the worst Yitbodut he'll have, he gets focused. He goes back on track. And without it, he's just without Hashem. Like, even if it is the worst Yitbodut, and the truth is, yeah, he won't have such the best day because of that, and he will forget Hashem many times, but he's on track. He's more mechuvan, he's more aimed to the truth. And the next day he'll do it better. To stick to it. Don't, there's no such thing, I don't have time. no such thing, I don't have time for Hibbur. No such thing. There's no day. It's not a day. You have a time for everything with Tzadik Buludut. Abdul said there one day, when it's washing the dishes, then you're tired. But when you have Sukkita Mataiva came up, then you have Koach. Right? And it's by that, by everything. It's like that. When it comes to now Buludut, the Yetzirah does everything that a person will not do the Shai Buludut. Does everything. Yisroch Baita writes in there, over there. He says, you should know another thing. I'm informing you something very important, that the Yetzirah will do everything that you will not do the Hour Yibodudut, because he knows that if you do the Hour Yibodudut, he has no chance against you. No chance. So now the Yetzirah learns another trick. Within the hour, he tells the person, daven on this, and 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 this, and this, and this, 1 minute on this, 1 minute on that, right? It's like going into the store and going shopping, and you have a lot of ten agorot in your pocket, a lot, and you're buying 10 different things, each thing costs $1,000, okay, and you're putting, okay, I'm going to start paying, and then when I finish, I'll take the things, okay, yeah, 10 agorot here, 10 agorot here, 10 agorot here, 10 agorot, good, come the next day, 10 agorot, 10 agorot, 10 agorot, by the time you finish paying, the prices went up, and you have to work more now, 10 agorot, 10 agorot, and by the time you finish, it's not going to work, no, you have to come and pay. Ben, you have to do it. And work on one thing. To work. To take it to work. Take it to work. If not, it's like putting. Think about it. It's the Rav Shalom's mashal, not mine. Think about it like that. And when someone works, so you have payments. You don't have to do it all at once. You have payments, but not 10 agorot payments. Take something and work on it. Rav Shalom said that he revealed that half an hour, one thing a day, it works. Do an hour, it works even better. Okay? Of course, a person has to do cheshbon nefesh every day and everything, but first of all, before working on anything, you have to set one thing. The Rebbe said to do an hour in Boledut. You do an hour in Boledut. Lo mishane ma, lo mishane ech. Doesn't make a difference how and what. You do the hour. You have to do the hour. For you. For yourself. For your own sake. Not for anything. No, Sam, for your life. Just for you know what? For your physical, for your mental state of mind, for the peace of mind, you have to, just like you have to eat a sandwich, because otherwise you're all tired, you have to eat something, to drink water, you must do the Arid Bodhidut, because otherwise you're, and, I remember myself, I grew up Haredi, with a black hat, and a peot, behind my ears, at least I was 14, and everything, and learning Torah, my whole life, Baruch Hashem. And a very upset person, a very sad person, and everything like that. Today people don't believe because I smile all the time, Baruch Hashem. But it's only Sitra Beinu, only because of the Arid Bodhidut. Only. Only Bizkhut the Arid Bodhidut. Because that person is focused in life. It's so chashuv. Don't let the Yetzara mislead you and teach you that, okay, fine, I'll do it half an hour here. And it's true, it's also considered an hour. It's but David Gadol Me'od. Try to do, and if it happens that you did a half and half, it's also good. Besides, it's better than nothing. It's good. It's also considered an hour. But do an hour. Take time. Take it as a priority. You do what you want. If you don't have time, because you don't want to do it. Because you don't want to do it enough. You do what you want. Rabbeinu said this. Someone asked him, how does the Bechira? What's the big deal? Rotze, ose, lo rotze, lo ose. What does that mean? If you want, you do it. If you're not doing it, you don't want enough. So this whole chabur that we're giving here together now is just to lechazek et haratzon, to strengthen the will. And I bless us all, and that Rav Hashem will never leave the Arid Bodhidut. Never. Mamash, it should be kavua in our blood. That just like we have to eat and we have to drink, we must do the Arid Bodhidut. And if not, so Hashem, when it happens, is Hashem makes you leave it a little bit, and then you see that you're going crazy in life, and then you understand that you have to cleave to Hashem immediately, as soon as possible, because otherwise it's a mash, it's no chayim. Thank you. Yeah.